bring up anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. A lot of features are there, and we give them away. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything, 855-450-FREE. Also, we bring things to the table to talk about as well. And, Mark, you're going to start us out here tonight with a story about a Muslim girl in college and what happened to her.
Well, it's kind of a surprising story, I would say. In 2008, African-American Muslim student... Excuse me on this one. Balayala Amhad enrolled in Connecticut's University of Bridgeport with hopes of becoming a chiropractor. Instead, she became the victim of a sexual harassment suit and distressed by the repeated sexual advances and graphic offensive comments of a male student.
So wait, she was the victim of sexual harassment by this male student?
That's correct. Okay. And Ahmad reported the harassment and fears for her safety to multiple teachers who urged her to say nothing. And finally, the university's president and dean. The dean told Ahmad, "My hands are tied. What do you suggest I do?" Rather than
her hands are tied.
Wait
a minute. I thought that colleges were kind of progressive places where, you know, they took rape really seriously. I know that on the college campus here in town, they have like these little light posts where you can go and press a button if someone's coming after you or something, and it'll, you know, ring up the college campus security, and this blue light flashes, and like they have a whole system in place to handle violent situations. I'm surprised by this.
This is the claims from Think Progress, and written by Tanya Somander. So,
wow.
You know, I can only read what I can read. This is a a reputable organization, and I wasn't there.
My hands are tied, they say.
Indeed. Rather than having her claims addressed, Ahmad received allegations of her own. Learning of her report, Ahmad's harasser decided to falsely accuse her of terrorism to the FBI.
Oh, boy.
Rather than fully investigate what was happening, the University of Bridgeport just expelled Ahmad altogether. After reporting the sexual harassment in April 2009...
Hold on. So she was expelled, but nothing happened to the alleged harassment.
That's correct.
So it would seem to me that... Now, look, I get it. There's always the question of he said, she said, if somebody is alleging sexual harassment. But it would make sense to hear, at least hear the case, right? I mean, if somebody alleges these things are happening... If all they have is their allegations, then, yeah, I guess that's a pretty weak case. But if somebody else heard it happen, then they've got a stronger case, right? And if there's audio recording of it happening, then it's a real
strong
case.
Audio's probably a good idea, but some states make it illegal for you to
record people.
To record interactions where both parties don't have consent. I don't know about Connecticut's laws. I know that, you know, New Hampshire is one of those states.
So, I mean, this guy heard about the allegations, so I wonder how the word ended up getting back to him, this
alleged
harasser.
You know, had a little talk with him.
Okay. So maybe there was some action that was taken.
Yeah, who knows what that means?
Right.
I mean, clearly it wasn't enough. They just expelled the girl.
Yeah, and then so he decided that, she's either going to take my harassment and keep her mouth shut, or I'm going to report her to the FBI.
And he did.
Right.
Later, two FBI agents knocked on Ahmad's apartment door, questioned her, and left a business card.
Is this after she was expelled?
This is, yeah.
Okay.
According to the lawsuit, she said she learned that her harasser, his associates, had fabricated a story falsely accusing her of being a terrorist in apparent retaliation for having made a sexual harassment complaint against him.
Mm.
Ahmad was racially profiled and discriminated against because of her race, color, ethnicity, identity as an African-American Muslim, and labeled a terrorist based on false accusations provided by the harasser and adopted without adequate investigation by the university, the lawsuit states. Ahmad asked the university to provide her with an off-site proctor for her exams, but she said the university told her in 2009, April, that her sexual harassment complaint had been closed and she was being referred to a disciplinary committee. In June, she said the university dismissed her. So,
Ahmad didn't get her money back either.
I don't know. Generally, they don't, right? She claims that the university showed deliberate indifference to her plight and that they even recklessly disseminated false accusations by the harasser that had good reason to believe that they were unreliable and threatened her with arrest by the FBI. So, you know, It looks like, by all accounts here, the university really acted in a strange fashion. But I think that this is, to some extent, what one deals with being a Muslim in the United States. I mean, there are, it is a class of people that, for whatever reason, it seems to be okay to say bad things about and that kind of thing. There's, you know, all kinds of reports. You can see them on the news of people trying to drive Muslims out of their community. They don't want mosques open and things like that.
It's horrible.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a house of worship by a particular segment of people. I figure if you're not going to let one of them, you shouldn't let any of them.
You mean any churches?
That seems to be.
Well, that's not what this country is supposed to be about.
Not
it's supposed to be about freedom of religion, meaning that you should be free to have your religion and that you shouldn't necessarily, especially by a public organization like a college, be discriminated against because of it. No one told her we're kicking you out because you're a Muslim.
Well, they're kicking it. They told her they're kicking out because of the complaints that she's a terrorist,
yeah.
And she happens to be Muslim. And it's a lot easier to level the accusation of terrorism at a Muslim than it is at, you know, your average
right.
person.
So apparently, it doesn't matter that she wasn't found guilty of actually committing any sort of crime regarding terrorism. It's just the allegations were enough to cut her loose, huh?
And this girl wears the hijab, which I suspect was probably the.
Is that a headdress of some sort?
That's the whole thing.
Okay.
The Muslim lady outfit thing. And, you know, it's not quite a burqa, but
right.
it's along the same line. And I suspect that's where it probably all started, is, you know, here's a person who looks different. Let's pick on her.
So the hijab, just to describe what it looks like, it's basically, it doesn't cover the face. It is a kind of full covering for the head, basically, mm-hmm. but not for the face.
Kind of looks like a colorful nun outfit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe not colorful, but it depends.
Yeah, the color isn't always black and white.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I feel for this girl. I feel like it's, this is a bad situation, and it probably wouldn't have happened if she had fit into what sort of people would consider Western culture.
You mean not wearing the hijab and make
right.
yourself look like your average college girl with the, you know, sweatpants or whatever it is they wear?
Or whatever a college girl happens to be wearing at
yeah.
the time. I wouldn't claim to know what college girls wear these days. But
I see them around here.
Yeah, they're
different, different in different regions, though, apparently.
I think that's probably
yeah.
true. I think fashion tends to be that way.
Right.
Plus, you know, it's cold up here. It's not cold in Florida.
Not these days. It's been pretty nice winter, actually,
yeah.
so far.
Yeah, well, by nice, you mean
it was like 50 degrees today.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the weather.
Anyway.
So the,
poor lady.
I guess I want people's opinion on this. We've had people call in, say things like, we should put them all in a cage. We should ship
we haven't
every
heard
Muslim.
That in a long time, thankfully. Although it's probably still out there.
Somebody's yelling it at their radio right now.
Yeah.
And if not, how can we make it so folks with different religions, especially the Muslim religion, can fit into American culture? How can we cause folks to accept
wait
them?
A minute. I don't even know what American culture means. I mean, there is no American culture besides the various different subcultures that comprise it.
People picked on this girl for a reason. It probably had to do
right.
with her dress.
Probably did. Probably did. And I think it's wrong what happened to her. I'm shocked by it. But just to say that there is an American culture, I think, isn't fair.
I think
because I don't think there is such a thing.
I think that there's a small baseline level of American culture. Culture does tend to include language to some extent. So, I mean, you can make a generalization that there is a culture for America. It tends to be different in different regions. I'll agree with you on that.
It's different by whoever you talk to. I mean, at any given school, there are going to be different cliques and different subcultures.
I think television and media have homogenized culture to some extent, too.
I would agree with that statement, and I think that America is supposed to be a melting pot where different cultures can homogenize or mix together and become something that they weren't originally. I think that's all true. It's just sad hearing this happen to this lady. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What's wrong with Muslims wearing whatever they want to wear and worshiping whatever they want to worship? Just because you're a Muslim doesn't mean you're a terrorist. 855-453. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're not a terrorist. 1-855-450-3733. I'd like to see a little bit of evidence before somebody gets expelled like this. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do, dial into the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. You can go there and interact with other listeners. Also, get show notes on what we talked about tonight. We usually post our news stories and such over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I don't know if you're anything like me, but I just don't have time to sit down with a book anymore, to carve the time out of my day to be able to sit down with a book. But I have solved the problem for myself, at least to some extent. I listen to audiobooks. I listen to quite a few audiobooks, actually. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got the every category you can imagine from a bookstore, whether it's business books or classics, fiction, erotica, science fiction, everything else. Downloading books from Audible is fast, easy, and affordable. I've done it, and so therefore I can claim that it is easy. You can go get a free download. Find out just how easy it is. Go get a free download at audiblepodcast.com. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you use that particular URL, you'll get a free audiobook, and you can try out the service. There's, like I said, every category you can imagine. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So in the news, apparently is a young lady at college. Which college was it, by the way?
This is University of Connecticut, Bridgeport.
University of Connecticut, Bridgeport, where she reported to college staff that she was being sexually harassed by another student. Surprisingly, they apparently didn't take that report very seriously, or at least that's how the report we read sounds.
Yeah, every other news source is the same thing.
And she was basically blown off, and then the alleged sexual harasser found out about the report, decided to then report this young lady to the FBI, and claimed, falsely, that she was a terrorist. The university somehow found out that she'd been reported to the FBI. I guess they probably came to investigate her or something.
You're calling
like that.
Her a young lady, but she is older than you are. She's 35.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I think of college girls,
yeah, I know. I mean, it has that sound. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to clear it up. Just make certain.
So,
you know, like, okay, so a 35-year-old probably has a slightly less chance of being a terrorist too.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that anybody has less chance of being a terrorist if they're younger or older.
Yeah, I think
if
the terrorists don't live to the old ages.
I see what you're saying, but not everybody who is a terrorist starts at age 18, Mark. I mean, what if she hadn't decided to be a terrorist until she was 34?
I'm only talking about statistics.
I get what you're saying, but people can get very angry and decide to join some sort of a violent movement at any point in their lives.
I would not claim otherwise.
So, but she's not. There's no evidence of this. The FBI has not arrested her. She has not been convicted. She certainly hasn't been convicted of anything. But that apparently was enough. Just the simple allegations was enough to have the school kick her out. Wondering how you feel about all this at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob listening in Jackson, Michigan at WKHM. Hello, Bob.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. No, I hope this girl, you know, just sues the heck out of this university. I mean, to have some guy going and sexually harass her, and she did the right thing, she reported it, and she wants something done about it. She wants to be left alone to study and become a chiropractor. And in retaliation, this clown doesn't get told, you stay away from her or she can get a PPO against you. You stay away from her one more, you know, try to get a hold of her, try to talk to her, you're going to be kicked out. So this university took it upon themselves to go and say there's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied. And then had the FBI come in and just maybe question her. They probably had to do their job. They had to follow up on everything they do. But the university then kicks her out. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
It's outrageous. No doubt about it, Bob. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, it's what's with these universities, you know? It's like Penn State over there, you know, these young boys taken in, you know, by these coaches and whatnot and get their life destroyed and get raped. And then everybody, you know, the cops investigate that and nothing is done about it. And they destroy these kids' lives for years upon years and take all these little 14-year-olds in.
Well, you know, even in the Penn State situation, at least that could be explained as, well, they were trying to cover up for one of their own. In this case, it's just student versus student. I'm not saying it was right what happened.
That's
at Penn
not
State.
Right. It's just bizarre.
That's just the reason why you would see that behavior. The cops are going to cover for them. The school's going to cover for them. They're covering for the good old boys. In this case, unless this college student that was the alleged sexual harasser is one of the good old boys club, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, exactly. And I hope there's an attorney involved. I hope they make this school understand that you go and you're ignorant enough to be a charge of a college like this, and you're stupid enough and ignorant enough not to do anything to the guy, but to go and hit the girl out. You know, I hope they get exactly what they deserve.
I'm with you, Bob. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733.
The sad part about this is that the university isn't going to feel the pain as much as, you know, say,
like a private
university. I mean, it is, to some extent, a private. I mean, all universities, to some extent, are private because they're run somewhat autonomously. But, you know, the taxpayers fund this, and then all kinds of donors fund this. You know, money comes in pretty freely to the university system. And... you know, I just wonder how is it going to truly affect this organization, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say entirely, but I...
Yeah, I don't know either. Would anybody be able to be held accountable for this? I mean, even if the university has to pay out, who ultimately made the decision to expel her? Who ultimately made the decision to blow her off? To not take her complaints seriously.
Well, they certainly aren't clear on that.
Right, but my question is, I don't really care who the names are, but will something happen to them? So even if the university pays this, let's say she wins this court case and they pay, you know, $500,000 or something like that to her, does somebody actually have to be held accountable? Is someone in the university held accountable for that?
It almost looks like all she wants is to get back in the university, you know, from sort of the, you know, the action items.
If I were her, I would want, you know, to get some cash, and I'd want to go to another university.
That's how I would feel. I mean, hey, if you people,
it's like the people that get
this is how you people treat me.
Right,
I'm out of here.
Right. It's like the people that lose their jobs because of some bigotry on the part of the boss or something like that. Some sort of just total. A-holery.
Yes, right. Asininity.
Yeah. And then they still want to go back to work there? Like they want to stick it to him and go back to work for that guy? What? Get out of it. There are plenty of schools where you can go for veterinary school.
Usually when I hear things like that, though, this is not veterinary, this is chiropractic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is usually when I hear stories like that, it's people wanting to go back to government jobs. So. Usually I don't hear about people wanting to go back to their private sector job.
And I have heard about it, though.
Yeah, there are sweet, sweet government jobs out there, and I can understand why people would want to go back to them.
No doubt. Your thoughts welcome. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, people have proposed in the past, just to touch back on something you mentioned before, Mark, that there should be, you know, special lines for Muslims at the airport and special Muslim identification cards and things like that. And I think those are really scary ideas. Like, do people who are saying those things realize what it is they're advocating? Do they realize how strikingly similar that is to, oh, I don't know, say, putting yellow stars on Jewish people?
I wonder about this, because I think that law enforcement needs to be able to profile if they're going to, you know, stop crimes. You know, I mean, profiling makes perfectly good sense to me as a form of law enforcement behavior. But at the same time, you could really single people out and give them a lot of trouble that don't deserve it at all.
Which is what happens when law enforcement profiles people, like, oh, you're black, we're going to pull you over.
So then let's just screw with everybody.
855-453. No, I'd rather say leave everyone alone. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number, 855-450-FREE, brings you on the air here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of this program, and joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we've got there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So, did I already do that?
Yeah, you did.
I did, didn't I? And I'm not even sleepy.
What can I tell you?
Anyway, moving on.
So, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment, and much, much more. Everything you could possibly, the outdoors person could possibly need. They have great prices. I have a couple of friends who are really into outdoor stuff, and they were very impressed with the pricing there. Some of the prices are, in fact, so low that the manufacturers won't allow them to even advertise them. So go over there and check them out at manventureoutpost.com. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members of the Better Business Bureau. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Once again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. She's still a younger lady, a 35-year-old lady going to school in Connecticut has been expelled because someone claimed she was a terrorist. Now, no one was ever convicted of being a terrorist. In fact, she was actually under fire by another student who was harassing her sexually. She attempted to report it. The school blew it off.
But apparently they didn't blow off the claim that she was a terrorist and decided to expel her as a result of that. I believe she has lawyered up, right?
And oh, yes.
She's going after the school, so I guess we'll hear more down the line about what happened. But looking at you, you know, looking to you for your thoughts about this incident, but also just the general idea of profiling. Mark, you said you think the police need to be able to profile, but I don't know if saying someone is a Muslim means anything about their likelihood to do anything. I don't even think that's a valuable item to profile upon.
I don't know either, but I think that, you know, that I think that you can use your eyes and your senses to find if a person is more likely or less likely to commit a crime. Now, that being said, this has been used, this has been abused world over. The sort of profiling thing, you know, I mean,
because I can find you Christians who've committed crimes, too. You know, like there's plenty of that.
Timothy McVeigh is a great example.
Yeah,
of terrorists
exactly.
That would be just sort of, you know, your Western looking folks.
Or I mean, how about folks from Ireland, for instance?
What do you? Oh, the IRA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not doing as much as they used to be.
But my point being, many of them were likely religious. Right? Would it be fairer to profile Catholics or Christians as likely to be, you know, bombers? No, it wouldn't. It's the same thing with Muslims. There are billions of them around the world, and most of them, the supermajority of them, are in no way, shape, or form connected to violence. Period.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, it's absolutely a true statement.
So that's all I'm saying is that it's just not. If you're going to profile somebody, don't profile them based on their religion. That doesn't make any sense at all. 855-450-FREE, unless their religion is openly advocating the murder of innocent people. And despite whatever propaganda you've heard, Orthodox Muslims don't advocate that.
I think that the real problem comes in when using the police in a way that they shouldn't be used, which is trying to prevent crime. Police are essentially there as an organization to whom to report crime. If a crime has occurred, then a person, you know, needs to be punished for it or whatever, needs to be caught, apprehended, you know, investigated, and then needs to be punished for that crime, as opposed to, let's prevent crime. And we'll prevent crime through use of force. We'll prevent crime by restricting everybody's liberty at once, not creating atmospheres where people are less likely to commit crime, but creating, you know, sort of these more totalitarian situations.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the idea of having some cruisers roll around and the idea that they might prevent crime.
That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't care if cops drive around in vehicles that...
You just mean not like arresting someone on a pre-crime kind of thing.
I'm thinking about the airport, which is where people tend to think about security. And, you know, they've...
Well, one lady said the other day, I don't know if you saw the video of Kelly Voluntarius going to going to Manchester Airport. You can see it over at freekeen.com. In fact, there's a much better video that's now online with multiple angles, and it's been well edited. So if you haven't seen it yet, you should go and take a look at that. But there was one lady who said, well, she was pretty much the only defender of the police state. Most people were very receptive to Kelly. She was there in her lingerie. She took off her clothes and was handing out information to people. Most of people were very receptive. They were very happy to see her, lots of smiles. And there was one lady, though, that wasn't so happy, and she basically said, well, old ladies could have bombs. And she was very in favor of having the TSA check everybody.
I understand, you know, why somebody might feel that way, but when you think about, for a second, the TSA has been around, 10 years now? They have not yet caught a single terrorist. That's the reason they're there. And
what
they
about
haven't...
the shoe bomber?
Sorry, the shoe bomber wasn't caught by the TSA.
Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't the shoe bomber trying to set off his shoe?
Yeah,
in
that's
the,
true.
Be right. I think the fact
wasn't
is...
Wasn't there some guy they took off a plane once upon a time?
Not the TSA. Maybe you're talking about air marshals or something like that.
Like that he'd gotten through and somebody saw... Like, so they didn't catch him, but after the fact
it's
they...
It's always passengers.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, passengers... Sadly, passengers have, you know, since 9/11, actually, you know, like, they killed one guy that was acting weird on a plane.
Well, they stomped him to death, right?
Yeah. You know, but at the same time, they're the feet on the ground. They're right there when the stuff's happening. Now, I'm not saying that the mob mentality is exactly the greatest thing in the world, but
no, definitely not.
It seems to me that in its 10 years, the TSA has you know, burgled people of a great deal of toenail clippers and taken a lot of bottles of water and done not a heck of a lot else.
They have expanded the size of their bureaucracy, though, Mark.
Great.
And created new government jobs.
Huge.
Let's go to Sheldon listening in Washington, Aberdeen, to KBKW. Hello, Sheldon. Actually, I should probably press the right button. Sheldon, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have some questions for you because I got into your show a little on the late side.
No problem. I didn't expect Sheldon to be a lady, but welcome to the show.
Yeah, I gave my last name.
Ah.
Anyway, the thing is this. I have some questions for you because I feel like something's missing. I come from a military family, and you can't just say so-and-so is a terrorist and be arrested. I feel like that we're missing some facts.
No one was
here.
Arrested.
She was not arrested.
Okay,
the,
but
the story
they,
is that she was expelled.
They said she was a terrorist. Is that what you said?
Someone that alleged that a college student, a female college student, was a terrorist, and she was expelled simply as a result, apparently, of the allegations. So the FBI investigated, and no one was arrested.
Okay, but she was expelled. I just find
correct.
That hard to believe that there wasn't something more. But then again, I have an analogy, and my analogy is this. When there's a car accident, a policeman goes and he gets the report of the, both people that were in the accident and any bystanders, and then he makes the best of his ability to report. And mm-hmm. I just feel like there's information missing, you know, that I just can't not believe, or it's hard to believe, that they would just expel her just for the fact that someone said, oh, she's a terrorist. Something's
I tend to
missing.
Agree with you. I feel like it's unbelievable as well.
Well, there's only one side to the story. It's a civil lawsuit against the University of Bridgeport by this this woman whose name I'm going to go ahead and butcher here one more time, Balaya Ahmad. And it is one-sided because when a lawsuit's filed, it makes accusations, and these accusations have not been responded to by the university.
Which they won't until the trial.
However,
we're not hearing who this guy was.
That's
she made first that he was harassing her. Correct? Is that what you said
that's
in the radio? He
yep.
was harassing her first.
Allegedly,
so
yes.
So we're missing. Like, is that true? You see what I'm saying? Is that true? Are there witnesses that he was harassing her? Because, like I said, when a policeman makes a report, he's got to get bystanders and everybody involved. He's got to get both sides of
the story. The police weren't involved in the harassment aspect of this.
She went to the college. Okay.
That's correct.
She went
that was
to the college
administration.
But I'm being harassed by this man. Is that correct?
Several people inside the administration, yes. Teachers and counselors and that kind of thing.
And did she have proof that this person was harassing her? Did she have someone else that could verify her story? I just feel like puzzle pieces are missing to this story.
I would think that it would be reasonable if somebody makes an accusation of harassment that the university at least takes some step, no matter what that step might be.
She's saying they didn't take any steps.
That's correct. Something. You know, move them out of the same classes. Something.
Thank you, Sheldon, for the call. I appreciate you pointing those things out because I think that she's right to some extent. There's certainly, you know, we're not getting the college side of this. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control of the airwaves. Coming up, a gun store is in trouble for selling toy guns.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced, homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling? Gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire.
Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take the $3 in, we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier today and get bonuses like the access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast and forum. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk a great deal about the online digital currency known as the Bitcoin. It is a, like I said, a digital currency that exists sort of as internet cash. It is a real currency that you can buy, sell, and trade, and it's not owned by any corporation, it's not controlled by any government. It is a cryptological a logarithm. Does that sound right, Ian?
I don't know. It's pretty technical.
It's math stuff. But, you know, for some people, obtaining bitcoins has been kind of difficult up till now.
Yeah, these are not just pieces of paper that float about.
That's right. You have to, you know, purchase them in some way, shape, or form. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. You can go, if you're totally clueless about bitcoins or the internet or whatever, they have a 24-hour customer service there at Crypto Exchange. You can just visit their site, click on the live support link at the top. The best way to get there is to go through bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a banner at the top for Crypto Exchange. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 855-450-FREE. And it's worth mentioning, if you want to learn more about bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.com.
Yes. Probably everybody should go there first.
Yeah, exactly. So weusecoins.com, I would start there before asking their 24-hour helpline about what a Bitcoin is. So you can do your own research on Bitcoins. There's plenty of information out there.
Oh, yes.
About them. Very, very,
very excited
popular.
About them.
So we continue here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Still to come, we'll tell you about a gun store that is possibly going to have to close down for selling toy guns. We'll continue with you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David listening in Norfolk to WNIS. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this police harassment that I just experienced. They pulled me over for a third brake light, which I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Okay.
Is that the third brake light? Is that the one that's above your trunk?
Above the window.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they pulled me over, and the one officer comes to the car. The other one's standing outside of his door with his hand on his gun.
Mm.
And next thing I know, he comes to the window, and he asked me for my driver's license, and I said, well, why did you pull me over? And he says, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. And the next thing I know, he finally tells me why. And then he goes back to his car, comes back, tells me to get out of the car, and asks me if I've been drinking. And I said, no, I just left my job. I'm going up here to the general store to get some dog food. And next thing I know, they're patting me down. And then next thing I know, they're searching my car.
Well,
why do you think they went through all this, to pat you down and start searching your car?
Well, I didn't even think it was legal for them to do that. He only pulled me over for a brake light.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can follow what's happened here. So they've ordered you out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
He then gives you a pat down. Did he go into your pockets?
No, he didn't go into my pockets.
So he then gave you what is called a Terry frisk. As I understand it, and that is based on a case that happened a long time ago where basically the cops, if they're afraid, they believe that you could possibly have a weapon on you, then they have the so-called right to pat down a suspect to make sure that there's not someone that's concealing a gun or a knife or something like that on them. They can only turn out a pocket on which they believe there is a weapon held in there. So he didn't go in your pockets. It wasn't anything but a Terry frisk. When did they actually enter your car?
Well, first of all, he did ask me if I had a concealed weapons permit, and I said no. He says, well, do you have any weapons on me? And I said no. And, well, getting back to what you just said, yeah. Then he actually asked me if he could search my car, but at that point I figured I didn't have no choice.
Then that's why he's searching your car, because you told him that he could. So you've answered your own question at this point.
But if you refuse them, if you refuse to let them search your car, they override that.
No, they sometimes do. I mean, there's no guarantee that they will. But at that point, at least you have the ability to say that, hey, well, this search was conducted illegally.
Right. If you are asked, if a cop ever asks you, by the way, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice. Just a suggestion. If cops ever ask you if they can search your car, it means they have no probable cause upon which to search your car anyway. Because if they had probable cause, say, you know, they saw a joint in the ashtray or allegedly smelled marijuana or whatever, then they would be able to search your car without asking you. So the fact that they asked you means they had nothing to go on. It was just a total fishing expedition, and they wanted to just try, you know, run you through the ringer and see what happened, see what they could come up with. And sometimes, by the way, it's a really it's always a bad idea, in my opinion, to allow a search, because it's going to waste your time. They're going to tear your car apart. They never put it back together the way they found it. Most cases, they don't put it back together at all. You get to put everything back in. And on top of that, what if they did find something? Now, I'm not saying it would have been yours, but what if you bought a used car and the last owner, shoved a little baggie of pot in between the back seats? You wouldn't have any idea about that necessarily, but all of a sudden it would become your problem. So it's really a poor idea to allow police to search the car. If you had said no and they continued to search anyway, yes, it would have been an illegal search, but at least you would have then been able to claim that you never authorized it in the first place, and there's the slight possibility that if something were to have gone to court, you could have testified that you never consented to it, and so perhaps the evidence would be thrown out. So there's never any benefit, in my mind, to allow the police to search.
I appreciate that information. I just figured, heck, if I didn't consent to it, that they would detain me anyway and, like, go and call for the canine or something.
That is one of the tactics that they use. Yes, that is true. That
depends on how much they really want to, if the canine officer is working that evening and all that kind of thing.
Right, but they won't tell you that. What they'll try to do is they'll try to use that as a tactic to intimidate you into a consent. Well, if you don't say yes, we'll just go and get the canine out. Maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe they aren't.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. That's why I figured, heck, I might as well give them consent, because I'm thinking they're going to just search it anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, lots of people have made the same decision, and I think that, you know, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. You never know what's going to happen or what they're going to find.
I'd rather
be
on the side of the road for 2 hours than being arrested on some sort of a, BS charge.
Right. I understand, too. Yeah, I appreciate that information.
Next time, worse yet, have them plant something in there. Maybe they don't like your attitude or something like that. They're hunting around in your car. Oh, look at this. It's a crack rock.
I just couldn't believe it. They were patting me down, over pulling me over for a brake light. I think that was just an excuse
to pull me over. Yeah, I think that, I don't know, you know, was your brake light out?
Yes, it was, but it's okay. The third brake light. I mean, who in the world even thinks about that?
Right.
Yeah, I understand, but...
car company. Thanks for adding another light that can go out on the back of my car.
I think it's a safety thing. I think it's great that we have them. However, I think it's unfortunate that they will often get employed in this fashion. As, you know, if you had 9 brake lights, they could pull you over for one of them being out as opposed to 3. I think that likely what the issue was is when you said, hey, what are you pulling me over for? He felt like you were in some way or another, assaulting his authority, and that's what my guess would be.
Well, now, what was the search like, by the way?
I was being real polite, guys. I really was.
I believe you.
I was being very polite.
What was the search process like? Did they tear your car apart? Was it a basic search?
They went through the console. They went through the glove compartment. I'm a contractor. I'm an electrician, and they even went, took my hatch up, went through my toolboxes, my tool bags.
You can have anything in there.
How long did the search take?
At least probably, I would guess about, 10 minutes.
Oh, only 10 minutes. It could have been worse. Did they leave anything strewn about or in a mess?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They left all my paperwork for my console on my front seat, and it looked like he was trying to take the back seat out of the car, actually, but he couldn't manage to get it out.
And what did they say? How did they behave after they finished their search? What did they say to you? What happened then?
Oh, well, this is the real kicker here. After all of that, they said, okay, you can get back in your car. And they handed me my license back, my registration back, and told me to have a nice day or nice evening.
No, sorry, you already ruined it.
They said, we appreciate your cooperation and just went about their way.
Right,
it could very well have been a training mission for the one guy who was standing back there on his gun with his gun on his hip.
Well, they appreciate the cooperation because they didn't have to do any extra work, right? Like, had you said no to the search and they really, really wanted to search, then they would have had to call the dog
out.
It's
just amazing, Ghost. It's just amazing. Why couldn't they just do it, hey, your brake light's out? They could clearly tell that I wasn't.
Right, they could have just ended it there. They could have done you the service of letting you know your brake light was out and then ended the conversation, ended the situation. But they wanted to find something. They wanted to put you in a cage. That's why they did that. Thanks, David. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.